Good evening, everyone. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm bringing you a new paradigm shifter, and he's going to excite you. I'm telling you what. He's Mr. Energy. He works with scalar energy waves. Tom Palladino, you have done some amazing healing or energy changing with such a broad spectrum of illnesses and other energy needs. And I'm very excited to talk to you about how on earth do you get to do that. So welcome to the show, Tom.
Veronica, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, it's just wonderful because I've been looking through your website, which is called, I think you tell the exact name. I think I know it, but you know, I want to be right here.
Sure. Selfhealgo.com.
Well, that sort of tells a lot right there, doesn't it?
Yes.
So who's Tom and how did you get into this? I mean, you're working with scalar waves, which I think you better explain exactly what they are. But in a prior conversation, you were saying that the kind of subtle healing energy a lot of us are doing these days is also utilizing scalar waves. Maybe you want to be clear with us and let us know so we can learn.
Sure. This is very simple. There's two energies in the universe. We have scalar energy and we have electricity,
okay,
or electromagnetic energy. Well, I choose to work with scalar energy. And sadly, mankind has ignored this energy. It's all around us. The sun and the stars emanate scalar energy on a continuous basis.
Okay.
And the reason I like scalar energy is it is clean, it leaves no footprint, there's no degradation, it doesn't experience entropy. It's the pure energy of the cosmos, whereas, as far as I'm concerned, electromagnetic energy, electricity and magnetism is quite inferior to that of scalar energy. So what I've discovered throughout my career is that scalar energy is indeed a fundamental force in nature that has greater applications than that of electricity.
Huh. And it's free, essentially, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Once you learn how to harness it, right?
Exactly. You have to learn how to harness it. Scalar energy is everywhere in the universe. You simply have to tap into it. You simply have to learn to harness it, as you said, to tap into it, to interface with it.
Well, how do we how do we figure out what is scalar energy?
We've done that through theory and through experimentation over the past 100 years. Nikola Tesla was probably the key ingredient in this research, as well as a few other scientists. It indeed is a reality. Scalar energy does indeed exist. We've experimented with it. I have experimented with it. It is indeed a up-and-coming emerging science, if you will. It's just a matter of time before it catches on.
Well, of course, energy is the big subject these days anyway, isn't it? You know, whether it's oil or coal or whatever.
Yes, it is. And it's my contention that scalar energy in the near future will take over. We will no longer use coal or oil or gas.
So how, let's figure out where you came from. How did you enter into this world? Are you a scientist by nature, or
I am. I've modeled my career after Nikola Tesla and a few other scalar energy researchers. I've been at this now for a good 35 years.
Okay.
As a youngster, I read about Nikola Tesla, and Tesla proved to pique my curiosity, and throughout my life, I've decided that I would follow some way in his footsteps and in some way prove some of his theories and some of his great inventions. I would once again bring them to light. Well, not by trade, no. And the reason I say that is scalar energy is a new physics, if you will.
Okay.
You have to study a different paradigm. It's not electricity, once again. It's a different realm, a different dimension, if you will. So per se, I'm not a physicist, but I've modeled my career again after scalar energy, which is a singular approach. It is indeed separate from that of the textbook physics because it's not taught at the college, at the university level.
Mm-hmm. Is the reason for that because it's not in the marketplace per se, you know?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. If it was commercially viable, we would be studying this, and the universities and colleges would obviously teach this. That's not the case. So everything I've done is groundbreaking. Hmm. I have to start at the bottom level, if you will.
Sure.
Everything I've done is new and groundbreaking.
But you're really having, I mean, talk about groundbreaking, you're really stirring up some ground these days, aren't you?
I really am. People are catching on, and the scalar energy instruments, Veronica, that I have developed are allowing me to control this energy like it's never been controlled before, like it's never been engineered before, to the point that I am getting fabulous, incredible results.
And when you say control the energy, does that mean you're steering it into certain goals or gathering it and reforming it? Or what are you doing with it?
That's correct. I'm able to harness the energy and direct it into people, into animals, into plants. I'm having, again, tremendous success in seeing a cause and effect relationship and producing incredible results, favorable results for human health.
Hmm. So somewhere I was reading that thoughts produce scalar energy, do they?
That's correct.
And you said the sun and the stars and the moon, right?
The sun and the stars are the points of origin for all light, for all scalar energy. All energy in the universe initiates a scalar energy. In some paradigms, scalar energy will convert into electricity.
Oh.
But all energy, yes, all energy from the stars is initially that of scalar energy. So we have this energy that is, again, omnipresent throughout the universe. And yes, scalar energy is informational. It is intelligence. So when we think, it's actually we're thinking by virtue of scalar energy. Every thought is a broadcast, is a propagation of scalar energy.
Now that's an interesting way to say it, isn't it? So perfect. Does that mean that the scalar energy can be for good or ill, can be, you know what I mean, damaging or building?
Like any tool, sadly, yes, you could use scalar energy for good, for peaceful reasons, or it could be used for harm. It could be used as a weapon. Obviously, I'm using this for good. I want to see mankind improve. I want to see the advancement of mankind.
Hmm. And when you realized that it would help heal things, can you tell us some of the beginning stories of the eurekas that you got at that point?
Oh, great question. Now, this is going back 25 years ago. I knew that scalar energy could manipulate a molecular form. I knew that scalar energy could break down the molecular constitution, per se, of a germ, a pathogen, such as a bacterium or a virus.
Okay.
And I started working with people in that capacity. I would broadcast scalar energy into their bodies, and scalar energy would break apart germs. And in so doing, I saw immediate results. Now, this was a good 23, 24, 25 years ago.
You could actually see it biophysically, biochemistry?
I couldn't see it because it's obviously microscopic. They're one-celled microorganisms, but I saw the cause and effect. Mm-hmm. And people would tell me that after I treated them, within a day, that their symptoms would abate.
Wow.
That if they had some type of bacterial infection, within 24 hours, they were no longer sick. So I knew it was working. And over the years, I've perfected the technique, and I'm so emboldened. I'm so happy with the progress that I've made. I will say this without equivocation. Scalar energy someday will introduce to mankind the means to control and cure any disease caused by a germ, by a pathogen.
Hmm. Like Ebola?
Yes, yes. I'm convinced that scalar energy can work with the Ebola virus and deconstruct the molecular structure, the chemical structure of the Ebola virus. If you can change the molecular form of anything, well, then that form no longer exists in its initial state. Yes, we can deconstruct the virus, including the Ebola virus, so that we reduce it into elements, harmless elements.
One of my favorite quotes from the Arcturian Chronicles is, change the energy, change the reality. And you're just using that exact style. Are we made up of scalar waves? Are we kind of like a vibrational machine, if you will, that radiates scalar waves? Or are we interacting with them, or what? What is a human being?
We are composed of scalar energy. If scalar energy did not exist, we could not exist. Scalar energy holds together all physical form in the universe. Hmm. Scalar energy is also responsible for our thoughts, for our emotions. Any emotion is a broadcast of scalar energy. Any thought is a broadcast of scalar energy. Imagination, creativity depends upon scalar energy. Hmm. This is, as they say, the life force of the universe. And that statement cannot be in any way overstated. Why? Scalar energy is responsible for all activity in the universe, all spiritual, cognitive, emotional, and physical activity owes itself to this incredible life force energy. Why? Intelligence precedes activity. You have to have energy. Scalar energy, intelligence, is the underlying cause, the fundament of all activity in the universe.
Hmm. That makes me think quite a bit. So when I go through your website, let's get down to some specifics here, because this is so fascinating and I want to tie it to actual situations. Like, could you use scalar, like Tesla, can you use scalar energy to run a car just as you would use it to heal condition a sickness or a pathogen?
Yeah. Yes, to answer that question. Apparently Tesla achieved that. In his day, Tesla had a car by the name of Pierce Arrow, and purportedly it did not have a motor. It simply used the ambient energy, the energy that is within any atmosphere, and with that in mind, he could run this car without any type of fossil fuel. So apparently that had been accomplished over 100 years ago by Nikola Tesla. Do I think that's possible today? Yes. I routinely illuminate light bulbs in my laboratory. That's simple. That's with scalar energy. I can hold a light bulb in my bare hand and I can illuminate it with a scalar energy environment present in my laboratory. If I can do that locally, someday I should be able to do that at a distance. So with that said, someday scalar energy will be in our homes and we will be using this source of energy to power our appliances.
So what you're telling me, I'm interpreting, is I have to get good enough at recognizing and running the scalar waves through me so that I can run the energy in my household. Is that right?
Well, eventually I think we all can do that. I frankly believe, for instance, the human heart is a perfect scalar energy generator. We just don't understand how the heart operates. I've often contemplated that myself. How is it that our heart can beat throughout our lifetimes? Where's the impulse come from? And I'm convinced it's scalar energy that empowers our heart. I believe our hearts beat by virtue of the fact that scalar energy is the intelligence behind every heartbeat.
So would you say that's the spirit of life or the soul or?
Exactly.
Isn't that wonderful?
It really is. And furthermore, I would say that we all have souls. Every person, every human being has a soul.
Right.
And the soul is scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
It is a non-physical reality. Every human soul is composed of scalar light, scalar energy, which is this perfect light that does not experience entropy. So imagine what this means, Veronica. This opens up the spiritual realm to us. Once we finally understand that scalar energy, frankly, is the interface between God and man. This is how God communicates to us, by way of intelligence.
So it is scalar divine energy, you could say. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes, it is. Precisely.
So what's an illness? What is a pathogen? Let's be kind of making it, compare it to this kind of conversation. What is a pathogen?
I've focused a lot of my research on pathogens. Why? Because I've discovered that scalar energy can eradicate pathogen. Well, what is a pathogen? It's a microorganism that causes disease, a condition of disease, such as many bacteria cause disease, fungi, viruses, etc. Well, simply stated, I've discovered and developed a technique using scalar energy in which I can deconstruct, I can disassemble the molecular structure of a germ, of a pathogen. In so doing, frankly, I can, at the level of the quantum, I can change a molecular structure of any pathogen and eradicate that pathogen from the human body. Hence, once again, I go back to my statement, eventually scalar energy will be realized as being either the cure or prevention for all pathogenic disease.
Mm-hmm. So you have quite a clientele, do you not? So you're getting a lot of feedback on this kind of a statement, right? You're getting people that are going through dead-end situations and not be dead-ended or dead at the end of it.
Exactly. I offer 30-day treatments with scalar energy. And many of the people that, after the end of the month-long process, tell me invariably that they feel better. Well, they should, frankly. I'm treating now for over 45,000 potential species of germs, pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
And after 30 days of consecutive treatments, invariably people should feel better. They no longer have systemic infection.
Well, tell me, what are treatments? Is that like radionics?
Well, some people call it radionics. Some people call it psychotronics. There's so many different names. Scalar energy also has other names appended to it, such as chi, prana, or zero-point energy.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is the energy of the sun, that energy that mankind has not yet recognized.
That we all are aware that we have life force energy flowing through us. You're saying that's what it is, eh?
That's correct. It's not electricity. The life force of the universe is not electricity or magnetism. Though the electromagnetic spectrum really is imperfect energy.
Mm-hmm.
What I advocate and what I work with exclusively is perfect energy, which is scalar energy. It's different again. It's not electricity. It's the new wave. It's the new way of looking at the universe. Sadly, today, modern day science does not consider that there's two energies. If you speak to the majority of physicists, they only consider one energy spectrum,
mm-hmm.
the electromagnetic dimension, which is, it's a shame because it's wrong. It's short-sighted. There's two energies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you use the word quantum. Isn't quantum mechanics, isn't that sort of paving the way for a little different comprehension?
Yes, it is. And that is the introduction to this new energy. It's, again, scalar energy is non-physical. It's the intelligence of the universe. And many, many scientists are starting to consider that, as well as the general public.
Okay.
There has to be something out there that we're not able to define the universe exclusively by way of electricity and magnetism. That has its limitations.
It's really interesting because I'm going, well, way back when, way, 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 way back in time when acupuncture and that sort of thing had its beginnings, right? That's what they're using as well, is it not?
Exactly. Some people have healing hands, and that's well established. Well, what is precisely healing hands? Some people have the ability to lay their hands upon you and to broadcast scalar energy.
Right.
Healing hands is a function of scalar energy.
Yeah.
Acupuncture, for many people, is a means in which our scalar energy meridians can be reactivated or programmed.
Mm-hmm.
The seven chakras of the body. Everybody has seven chakras. Seven is a perfect number. And that perfect dimension, that perfect equilibrium, is by way of scalar energy. Each chakra is a scalar energy processing point.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what does a scalar energy move like? Is it, you know the old thing, it's a wave or a particle, and it's up to us
yes,
to think
you.
About it? Yeah. Can you make a comparison in there for that?
One of my predecessors, Galen Hieronymus, postulated that scalar energy moves like a corkscrew, and he was right.
Aha.
Scalar energy is a double helix.
Aha.
It looks just like our DNA. In fact, scalar energy as a double helix is responsible for our DNA, which is a double helix. So my conclusion is even our DNA is a standing wave, is a present standing wave of scalar energy.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that, you know what I would jump to right there is that then we're not stuck with our lineage. We're not stuck with our DNA. We can motivate it to move. We can move it, right?
Yes, we can. And scalar energy is the fundament. Scalar energy is the animating principle behind our DNA. Scalar energy not only assembles and maintains our DNA, but eventually scalar energy will be used as a tool to correct genetic dysfunction.
Huh.
I'm convinced of that.
I'm getting really excited. I just want to go back for a minute to cars. I had a friend who was a very strong Reiki guy, and he had an old junk heap of a car. He just Reiki'd it regularly, and it kept going. And isn't that what you're saying? It's the scalar energy that he managed to revivify his old heap with, right?
That's correct. There are people out there that have this gift of scalar energy, and we could use different titles for this, but all of it comes under energy healing, which is what? This creative energy from God. It's the life force energy from God. Mm-hmm. If you are a true healer, then God has blessed you with this scalar energy gift.
It's really interesting to me that your work is so powerful and so many people are being gravitated to it right now. And it really is an energy crisis on the planet. So it's kind of a perfect balancing force, isn't it?
It's the timing could not be any better.
Yeah,
to be blunt, it's the time has come.
The walrus said. So let's talk to some of the subjects that you've been through here. You've got a lot on, say, cancer and on Ebola, and I'm thinking of autism and toxicity of our planet right now. Like, if you look at China, which is even worse than here as far as toxicity goes. Can it be used in such an extreme situation? And have you had any experiences with that sort of subject?
Yes,
oh, I know. You wrote something up about black mold. So sorry to interrupt you, but I realized I'd already seen that part. Yeah.
No problem. Scalar energy as a fundamental force in nature will allow us to do the following. We will be able to create favorable physical forms and disassemble, break apart unfavorable physical forms. Now imagine that.
Imagine
so
that.
We will be able to create, and I'm doing this presently, I am able to assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants inside the human body. I do that routinely within my 30-day program.
How do you do that? You do that as bringing the waves that would have been in those. Explain that for me. I love that.
It's a simple process. Let's say I wanted to assemble vitamin D inside the human body.
Okay.
I would actually take a magnified photograph of vitamin D and place it inside my instrument. That gives my instrument, my scalar energy instrument, the intelligence. And with that intelligence, then I can broadcast that very intelligence into the body.
Uh-huh.
And that input then instructs the body to what? To assemble that molecule, to assemble vitamin D inside the human body. And I
so
do
that's
that
just
with
taking
all
the molecules that we already have and arranging them so that they optimal.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. You're just rearranging the existing atoms and elements inside your body. And you're instructing the elements, such as carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, to what? Reassemble, to rearrange in what molecular state? Into that of vitamin D.
I love that. So let's jump to emotional states, like, for example, Alzheimer's or mental difficulties. Have you had any experiences with that?
Not yet. I believe a stronger scalar energy instrument, I'm working on that in 2015, a stronger instrument will allow me to in some way correct dementia, Alzheimer's. I believe scalar energy will be the key component to reprogramming the human mind, the nervous system, the central nervous system per se. I am not there yet. Do I think it's possible? Yes.
And you're talking about instruments. What kind of instruments do you have? Or are you allowed to
over
tell
the
us?
Past, I'll tell you. I'm an open book. I want the world to know this.
Yeah.
I've developed, I would say, four different types of scalar energy instruments. I could classify this four different types of instruments. And I'm constantly perfecting these instruments. One instrument in particular is what I would consider to be the most powerful. For instance, I call it the Ark, after the Ark of the Covenant. Hmm. That is the instrument that I use to work with pathogens. I'm able to easily now, routinely disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi with that instrument. There's another instrument that I use exclusively to assemble antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals inside the human body. There's two other instruments that I won't go into now. Different types of instruments that I'm using. I am happy with the processes that I've developed. I know that they work, and I'm just waiting for mankind to realize what I have accomplished and what we can accomplish together once we unite. I need help doing this, Veronica. I cannot do this single-handedly.
No, of course not. But you need the help of the people you're working on, too, to do you think we have to, for example, I sign up with your program, which I'm really excited to possibly do already, but does it help you more if thoughts are scalar? Does it help you a lot more if I choose to be in harmony with the disruption of my pathogens, for example?
Yes.
Or can I just lie there and play dead?
No. The more you participate, I think that the greater and the more speedy the recovery. Hence, the website is self-heal-go. I'm trying to teach people to heal themselves. All of us have scalar energy in our bodies.
Right.
All of us should be emboldened by this fact, and all of us should try and improve our health. Yes, by all means, if people participate, and if they pray and they believe, I think that always will abet the healing. That will always accelerate the healing.
But it's interesting, if people are really, and I have a lot of clients who are ill and so on too, and if people are emotionally invested in their weak heart or their cancer, whatever, it's really a lot harder to have them accept a healing, I believe, is it not?
That's correct. I want people to be encouraged. Any healer, if I'm going to be a healer, then I have to make people feel welcome, and this should be non-threatening. It's not threatening. This should be easy. It is easy. This should be uplifting. Of course it is. I want people to engage. I want them to get involved. I want them to be intimate with this, and that's the point of my research. I don't want to be an island. I certainly, this is obviously an esoteric subject right now, but someday I want it to be common. Someday I want this to be embraced by mankind. That's the goal. I don't want this to be so esoteric that it's never embraced by mankind.
You've been doing it for 25, 30 years, is that right?
That's correct.
And so has it grown? It seems to me that people are awakening more and more to the fact that they can do self-heal, are they not? I mean, are you finding a huge number compared to before?
Yes, they are. And just take a look at a different dimension in our lives today. A lot of people read self-help books or self-improvement books, or they go to seminars whereby they're taught to self-improve. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all scalar energy in motion. And I don't know, it really doesn't matter who the teacher is, or where the location is. The important thing is we are starting to realize we have our destiny in our hands. We control the future. And it's just a matter of taking that by the horns, if you will, and making that change. Mm-hmm. And it does work.
So do you give classes to people that sign on?
I don't give classes right now. I need a central location to do that.
And where are you now? You're in Florida?
I'm in Florida, but eventually I could see one of the major metropolitan areas. We will have to set up some type of campus-like structure. It would be some type of a university that would teach and promote scalar energy. That will come. That's going to take some resources. I don't have those resources right now, but the day is coming. That will come.
That is very exciting. What about dimensions and so on? I guess this is a little out of your research at this point, but it won't be in time. But a lot of us have just watched Interstellar and it gets to the fifth dimension. I'm always really eager to learn about the time. You know, what is time? Can we shrink it? Can we expand it? You know?
Sure.
Is that relevant to your work?
Yeah, of course it is. It's very germane. Okay. Scalar energy is the cause of time. As you remember, we spoke about the double helix.
Right.
Well, what do I mean by that? Well, when the double helix rotates, spins, if you will, in one direction, time moves forward. If you were to reverse a double helix, time would move backwards. Now, many theorists have pondered that, and some brilliant scalar energy pioneers have deduced that the stars are the cause, the actual focal point of time. And they are correct. Why? Well, the star is the focal point of scalar energy. And it is scalar energy that gives us the dimension of time. You can't understand time by way of electricity or magnetism.
No, you can't.
The electromagnetic spectrum is not the cause of time. It's scalar energy that is the cause of time.
So, I want to jump around. I want to say, well, what's the cause of aging?
Very good. Very good. If we lived, and this is a sequence of what I've just said, if we lived in a perfect scalar energy dimension, it would be a timeless dimension.
Okay.
And hence, we would be timeless ourselves. We would be immortal. We live in an electromagnetic environment in which there is degradation, in which we are subject to time. If we lived in a perfect scalar energy environment, we would not be subject to time. If we're not subject to time, we're not subject to degradation, to death, and to decay.
Well, so, Tom, it sounds like that's something we could learn.
Yes, it is. Now, to further that, what is heaven? Heaven is 100% scalar energy. Hmm. There's no electromagnetic energy in heaven. Hmm. So if heaven is 100% scalar energy, and that is the steady state, the perfect state, what is heaven? Immortality. Why is there no disease or death in heaven? Because you have a perfect scalar energy environment. Well, what is scalar energy? What is heaven? Heaven is complete union. It's an undiminished union with God. Well, what is that perfect union with God? It's scalar energy.
Hmm.
That's where we're going.
Well, that's making me think that, like, the whole aging... So it's like... did you see Interstellar?
Yes.
Where he comes back to see his daughter who's very old and he's not old.
That's right. That's
I'm kind correct. Of thinking of that as you're speaking of this. I'm going, well, gee, maybe he was really invested in the scalar energy and she's doing the electromagnetic. That's how it looks to me.
Exactly. Thank you. There have been people who've been able to visit heaven. Everybody in heaven is young. Nobody has any disease, degradation. Old age does not exist in heaven. Why? Mm-hmm. Everybody's in that perfect state. And when we resurrect, all of us will be made young again, perfect, whole. And that's true to a limited extent if we work in a scalar energy environment. Eventually, we will be able to develop scalar energy instruments that will at least slow down the aging process. I can't say it will slow it down entirely because we still live in an electromagnetic environment.
So you don't see us reversing it, eh?
Yes. I would love to, but how can you? The entire, well, our solar system is awash with electromagnetic energy. How am I going to override that?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, that's a really exciting subject. It's making me think a lot. I'm going, wow. So if we can learn, your work is dissembling pathogens, right? And
that's correct.
To me, it's as a healer person, it's like dissembling programs.
Yes,
I would make that comparison, yeah.
Exactly. It's the intelligence of the universe. This is so big, people. Once people can understand this and inculcate this, scalar energy is everything. Why? It's responsible for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Once we realize how important scalar energy is, it will change every facet of our lives. Everything will change across the board for the better.
Hmm. So how can we start, Tom? You can just answer that any way you like.
If you want to start with me, the best thing you can do is visit the website, selfhealgo.com.
Okay.
Read about what I'm doing. Educate yourself. If you have any questions, ask the questions. Before you begin, you should have an informed posture. You should have a firm understanding of what scalar energy is. And from that point forward, if you feel comfortable, then sign up. I'll treat you for 30 days. You'll see the difference. I guarantee that. Why? how can I make such a statement? I work with energy. Mm-hmm. And energy is subject to nobody except God. If I'm working with a fundamental energy, then I can effectuate, I can produce fundamental change on your body, regardless of who you are, where you live, what your medical condition is, your age, your weight, doesn't matter. Nothing can stand in the way of energy. Hmm. And it's with this scalar energy force field that I work with, that's how I improve your health. Again, notwithstanding your background, it will indeed improve your health.
And how's your health been since you started to work with all this, Tom?
Excellent. I'm really? 54 years old. I feel like I'm in my 20s. I have no ailments whatsoever. Now, consider this, people. Every morning I wake up and I treat myself for a pathogenic cleanse.
Okay.
Every morning, and I just did this a while back, a few hours back, I treated myself for over 45,000 potential species of pathogens. Well, I'm essentially pathogen-free. And every day I assemble nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids inside my body. Well, picture that. If you could do that 7 days a week for the rest of your life, I'm very happy and healthy. I have no medical condition whatsoever.
Hmm. So jumping into a slightly different domain, a lot of us on the spiritual path, maybe you're here or not, doesn't really matter, have used things like the violet flame. Have you ever heard of the violet flame?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so this is all scalar wave stuff, isn't it? We call in the violet flame and we run it through our bodies, and I'm always teaching people to use a corkscrew-like, bottle washer-like gold light to move up through them. That's all scalar wave, isn't it?
Of course it is. So, yeah. Some people feel that they have, how does the term enlightenment come about? Well,
yeah.
How is that? Enlightenment is the light of scalar energy. And any type of flame of love or any type of enlightenment or any type of impulse or intuition is even scalar energy. We are scalar energy receptors. We are scalar energy beings. We work hand in hand with scalar energy. I don't want this to be foreign. This should be intimate. Mm-hmm. We are living in a scalar energy environment. Our bodies are filled with scalar energy. As soon as we realize that, and as soon as we can incorporate that, the world will change. We just don't realize what we have.
It's like when you have an epiphany or an intuition, it breaks the block, right? It disperses the block.
That's correct.
It's the same as what you're talking about, right?
That's correct, yes.
Wow. What were your folks like? Were they aware of this? Did you help them with this? Did they help you with this?
My mom and dad are deceased. They were aware of this. They understood it to a limited degree, but it wasn't with their generation, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's only many people are now being exposed to this, and it's coming into vogue. I attribute the internet to a great extent for educating people. Again, mm-hmm. you're not going to get this at the university level. There is no textbook on scalar energy. Mm-mm. I've looked for it. There's no university in the world that teaches scalar energy to a serious extent.
But it's so intriguing about the internet, because the bad part is people's baser interests can be followed. But the good part is, if you want to know about the stuff that's not being trained in the normal world, you can find it. And there you are. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm sure Tesla's excited. Do you ever see people on the other side? Because I see a lot of them, and I feel like I'm understanding something as a result of the way you're talking.
I am certain that Nikola Tesla's spirit is with me. He was a good man. I'm sure he's in heaven, and I'm sure he's praying for me and rooting me on, as well as other scalar energy theorists and practitioners. I'm certain of that. I owe it, frankly, to Tesla and to a few other men and women who've labored so hard to make this apparent, to make scalar energy relevant and germane to this generation.
Yeah, and who's Hieronymus? You were talking about a couple named Hieronymus?
Yeah, Galen Hieronymus, an American inventor. He worked with scalar energy instruments. Actually, I met his wife, and she trained me. He wasn't alive at that time. She trained me and gave me really pearls of wisdom from what her husband had discovered throughout his lifetime. Sadly, what Galen Hieronymus has discovered, we've ignored. I haven't ignored it because some of my instruments are a direct takeoff from that of Galen Hieronymus.
Was it strictly marketplace problems that he was ignored?
I think, well, he was born in 1895, and at that time, there was no internet, obviously. And he was just a researcher who never had his day. He never really could garner much support. It was only by word of mouth. I essentially heard about him essentially by word of mouth, practically. Mm-hmm. So my point is this. We need to promulgate this. Otherwise, this is going to be swept under the rug again for another 100 years. I don't want to see that happen. So we have to promote this.
I don't think it's going to be swept under the rug because of the internet, thank you very much, and because
Correct.
So many bright minds are popping up simultaneously. They can't be snuffed so easily, right?
That's correct. Exactly. It's a different age. 100 years ago, Nikola Tesla did not have the internet. If Tesla would have had the internet, I think the world, frankly, would have embraced scalar energy a long time ago.
Well, talk about, we get back to Tesla and we get back to oil and all those various things that interacted with the reason he got stifled or whatever, right? So what do you think? Go ahead.
J.P. Morgan at one time was financing and promoting Tesla and his work. Well, ultimately, as the story goes, that Tesla found that J.P. Morgan understood that scalar energy would change the oil industry, that
okay.
scalar energy essentially would be a threat to the oil monopoly. And J.P. Morgan and his bosses, the Rockefellers, did not want that. So from that point forward, J.P. Morgan did not finance Nikola Tesla in his scalar energy research.
But he squashed him, didn't he?
As I understand, yes, he worked against him. Mm-hmm. Some people rumor that Tesla's laboratory was burned down and perhaps J.P. Morgan's henchmen were behind the arson. I can't prove that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It's really interesting because the whole thing about, the whole global political thing is boiling right now when it comes to oil and so on. And I just think the time must be right for humans to demand a different way of approaching how we run our energy. Can scalar energy run heat in the house? And you already have the light bulbs and the cars.
Yes,
can it do?
Yes, it can. Someday, once we understand scalar energy to a greater capacity, we will be able to broadcast it, to direct it. And in so doing, we will be able to power our homes. We'll be able to power computers, refrigerators, etc. with scalar energy. Scalar energy one day will be used to illuminate our buildings. That's one of my goals for 2015.
Now, is that going to use it? Good for you. Just a sec. I want to ask before we go beyond it. Is that going to require a machine or just the consciousness of individuals?
It will require a machine, but hopefully as time evolves, we will be able to control scalar energy with our heart, with our minds.
One of the interviews I did recently, he did Power of the Heart, very interesting, a lawyer fellow who went into the Power of the Heart because of an intuitive hit. But I learned a lot from him and the heart math people that our hearts radiate an intelligence way beyond what the mind does, the brain does. Yeah,
exactly. The heart is a much stronger scalar energy generator than the mind. I don't know if any scalar energy generator stronger than the human heart, with the exception of a star.
Wow. And isn't it interesting that so many have open heart surgery and heart attacks and this and that? What would you say about that?
A heart attack is a short circuit of scalar energy.
Okay.
A stroke is a short circuit of scalar energy. Someday we will be able to diminish heart attack and stroke by what? By strengthening our scalar energy dimension. I firmly believe even paralysis. Well, why is it that somebody cannot move an arm or a leg? Why do we have paralysis? That's a short circuit of scalar energy. Our bodies are composed of scalar energy. And just like a dead car battery, you need to jumpstart a dead car battery. Well, with paralysis, you need to jumpstart the heart or the limbs with scalar energy.
Do you have to find this? You just you know what I'm saying? Do you have to find the source? This isn't exactly the same, but there was a group of us on the phone, and somebody was on a phone from Northern British Columbia. You know how you have these calls these days? And her phone kept dropping out, and somebody said, well, let's just energize it. So we all sent mind energy, and her phone stayed stable for the rest of the call. And
It's
a very, just a good example of what you're talking about, you know?
Yes. And you directed what? Your thoughts and your prayers. Every thought, every prayer is a broadcast and propagation of scalar energy. Yes, you can not only cure the human body, but you can have an immediate effect upon your physical environment. Mm. I want people to realize that. Every prayer not only changes us, but it changes the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jesus said, pray without ceasing. It really does work.
So every thought can be a prayer if we really practice
yes.
that.
Exactly.
So it isn't just now about health, it's about everything, everything that needs to be animated in our whole existence.
Precisely. And now we see we have a greater understanding, and perhaps we're emboldened by this thought. Every positive thought is what? A positive affirmation by way of scalar energy. Well, if that's the case, and indeed it is, it makes so much sense to think positively, to be happy, to be kind, to be polite, to show mercy, to uplift, not to degrade. All of this is making a lot of sense now, because there is actually energy behind every thought, every prayer.
Healing energy.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. Yes. Well, we want to have you on. We're not quite done with the show yet, but I just realized something that I'm going to sign on, and we're going to have you on in about 30 days. How's that?
Okay.
And
fine,
we'll...
And I'd love to tell you about more extraordinary results I'm getting. I just heard from a man 2 days ago.
Okay.
I treated him for scalar energy, and he mentioned that he no longer has the hepatitis C virus.
Wow.
In his body.
Now that's big.
He had it for over 30 years.
Wow.
And the diagnostic test proves that. So I'll have a lot to share with you.
And what about psoriasis, things like that, that people have for a lifetime?
In part, I think psoriasis is in part perhaps an autoimmune response, a chemical response, but germs, pathogens also seem to have an effect and to be contributing to psoriasis. I've been able to help some people with psoriasis by disassembling the pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
So for many people, it's a step in the right direction. I can't say it's a cure, but I have had many success stories with psoriasis by virtue of the fact that I can break apart, that I can disassemble the bacteria that are at least a contributing factor to psoriasis.
Mm-hmm. And you had something, you've had autism. You have a number of them on your site that are pretty exciting, so we need to talk to you again about that kind of thing, eh?
I'd love to.
Flower of Life. I'm looking at these things. Sleeping sickness. I don't think a lot of us get that.
No, that's not in the United States.
My sleeping sickness is insomnia, so I don't know if you have any effects.
Well, that's a great point. Some people have told me that the chakra balancing that I administer has helped them to correct their insomnia. Some people have reported
really?
That scalar energy has allowed them to sleep without interruption for 6-7 hours a night, and they've not been able to do that. Why? Because scalar energy, once again, is intelligence. Mm-hmm. It allows the body to receive the proper instructions, and in so doing, we can finally sleep without interruption.
Mm-hmm. That's really exciting, eh?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm on pins and needles. I love what I'm doing.
So can you work with pregnant women, that sort of thing, or does that interfere with? Are there too many variables there?
I work with pregnant women all the time, with the children in womb, not a problem.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I'm very excited. Well, I'm so looking forward to talking to you about that. We have like 3 more minutes. Where are you going to be... How could people get hold of you? It's on your website, which is...
Yes. The website is selfhealgo.com. Please email a question if you have any questions. Either I will answer it or the staff will answer it. please review the website. Feel comfortable, first of all, with Scalar Energy. Mm-hmm. I have many articles on the website. Some of them I've written. Some of them other researchers are the authors of. And familiarize yourself with this. It's the next best thing, people. It's the wave that's coming. Scalar Energy is about to change everybody's life.
Yay.
It will be more pertinent than that of the computer. How about that? Once Scalar Energy is embraced and really incorporated to a fuller extent, it will have a greater impact than the computer.
Well, this is very exciting, and I just want to throw another thing in, which is mildly relevant to that, if not very relevant. Do you ever do like a whole family work with a whole?
Frequently.
Yeah, because wouldn't that be like the internet of a family sort of thing?
Yes. Yes, I have package plans on the website. I offer packages for a group of five, so sometimes four people and a dog will be included. I do treat for packages, as you said, a family plan, mm-hmm. and most families prefer to be treated as a group. They want everybody to get well, not just a few people in the family.
Well, there's so much interaction on a subconscious level and a DNA level and so on that it's a little harder when you don't do the whole group, right?
Yes. Yeah, and why not? Exactly. The entire family should participate because it is indeed a family. That's the whole point. We should benefit everybody as a group, not just individually. Great point.
How exciting. I'm really looking forward to talking to you again. And like I said, I'm signing on, and we're going to see what happens to me in about 30 days. And if I ascend, I promise I'll come back and show everybody.
Okay, God bless. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. This is Tom Palladino from selfhealgo.com talking to you about scalar waves. Boy, I've learned a lot, Tom. You've got me thinking and feeling so much about what could be. It's very, very exciting work.
Thank you. It really is. It's fundamental. So regardless of what your station is in life, scalar energy is going to improve your life in the future, in the very near future. I can guarantee that. I'm convinced of that.
And one thing that I'm getting as you're talking is it's not that hard for people to use it. It's not like you have to do a quantum leap past anything you know. It's something anybody
could
use. Yeah.
It's much simpler than using a computer. How about that? We just don't understand it. We, mm-hmm. we frankly, no hard feelings, but we're ignorant that it exists. Once we understand it, it's simple to use. That day's coming.
Yay! Well, Tom Palladino, we'll be talking to you again in about a month. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for listening to Paradigm Shifters and sending your scalar waves of interest and thought to us all. And my website is veronicaentwistle.com. Some feedback would be really enjoyable, veronicaentwistle.com. And we'll speak to you again soon. Many blessings, everyone.